From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. An effort to legalize some forms of gambling is underway in Alabama. The issue has fallen short for decades, and this year's plan has once again run into stiff opposition. What could legal sports betting look like in Alabama? The Gulf States Newsroom's Joseph King looks into neighboring states that have already taken the leap to find out more.
It's mid-February, and dozens of people are packing to Ghost Train Brewing in Birmingham, Alabama, watching Super Bowl 58. Something like 68 million sports fans across the world bet on this year's Super Bowl. Many, like George Musto, use sports betting apps on their phones.
I'm a Detroit Lions fan.
But the Lions are not playing today, so...
I put money on the Chiefs because I can afford to bet on the Chiefs right now. And I think that's what it should be all about, is enjoying the excitement, being able to make an extra source of income, and make yourself more excited while watching the game.
Now, this kind of sports betting in Alabama is not exactly legal, but that hasn't stopped people from trying. According to the popular online gambling company FanDuel, they blocked at least 2 million attempts by Alabamians to place online sports bets in 2023. Nick Coleman, who is sitting a little ways away at the bar, says he thinks it should be legal, and he's going to do it anyway.
100%. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a sin, but, I mean, to each his own. If that's what I want to do, let me do it, you feel me?
He says it's about time Alabama catches up with other states.
At least put the power in the hands of the people in the state to choose if that's what they want to do.
Coleman's opinion is shared by a lot of people, not only in Alabama, but in the Deep South as a whole. That includes Alabama's governor, Kay Ivey. During her most recent State of the State address, she announced her support for a gaming bill that's making its way through the legislature.
I believe the current proposal being contemplated by the legislature is good for Alabama.
That version of the bill would have brought the lottery, casinos, and sports betting to the state. Now, that bill has been slimmed down. Lawmakers even pulled sports betting out of it recently, and it's still not clear if it will make it to the finish line, even with the governor's support. If it does, it will put the issues in front of voters in a special election in the fall. This is not the first effort to legalize sports betting in Alabama. Supporters of the bill say the state is leaving millions of dollars in tax revenue on the table. Take Louisiana, for example, which began allowing online sports betting in 2021.
It's just a crazy number. It's much bigger than what we had anticipated.
Ronnie Johns is the chairman of the Louisiana Gaming Control Board. He says since the inception of sports betting, over $5 billion have been wagered in the state. John says that has generated around $85 million for Louisiana. Those funds are used on things like early childhood education, local government, and towards treatment for people suffering from compulsive gambling.
We're one of the very few states in America that actually maintains a public facility for compulsive gamblers, where at no cost to them, they can get treatment. And then a lot of it's also done outpatient. But we fund a lot of that through our gaming taxes, sports betting, as well as the casino proceeds go into compulsive gambling programs.
Gambling addiction is something people who oppose Alabama's attempt to legalize sports betting bring up a lot. The current version of the state's gambling bill will set some money aside to help people deal with that. The latest version of Alabama's bill has a long way to go, so it definitely won't pass in time for the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament, better known as March Madness, later this month. Last year, an estimated $15 billion was likely wagered during the tournament. And much like the Super Bowl, it's pretty much guaranteed that gamblers in Alabama are going to be in that mix, whether it's legal or not. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Joseph King.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi.